Okay, well, we have a little bit of a luxury this week with the extra day after the long week from the Giants game. So we're kind of on a normal Tuesday schedule here with the players off, and we had a chance to evaluate some of the things that we didn't practice yesterday, and get those cleaned up. Look at some of our plays, and make some adjustments, and give the players one more day to prepare for Kansas City. But starting tomorrow, we'll kind of be on our normal weekly schedule. Players off on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, building up to the Sunday at 1 o'clock game. So that's what we're doing here this week. Kansas City's looks like a very fast team. They're obviously young, aggressive. Chan Gailey's come in there offensively and changed their offensive system a little bit from what they've done in the past. And certainly looks like they are off to a good start with it. They've had several long drives in preseason, and very good set of backs, great tight end, big receivers. They're on the offensive line, even though Albert hasn't played, that group's certainly coming along and playing well. And we know they're good on defense, and they've improved their return game, particularly kickoff returns. So. Lot for us to get ready for this week, and unfortunately we have the extra day. It's like I said, it's a luxury for us. There aren't too many of these weeks during the year, but with all the extra preparation we need for this game, it's good to have it.
Let's open it up for questions.
Bill, the preseason games might not have been what you wanted. How have practices been, and is that a better barometer of where you stand as a team heading into the regular season than maybe what you did that the fans and the media could see in the preseason?
Well, that's really a hard question. I know I say the same thing every year, but it really is true. I don't think you ever know what you have until you get into the regular season. Practices, preseason games, there's not enough game planning, and your opponents just don't attack you the way that you're going to get attacked in the regular season. And sometimes you can get through preseason and with no apparent problems in a certain area, and then you get into the regular season and people start putting stress in that area or on a particular scheme that you're running, and it can be a big problem. And you can go through practices, and maybe it's the way that your team plays or one of your preseason opponents plays, and something's really causing you a problem, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't show up during the regular season because other teams can't or don't do it that way, or they just not something that they do, and it slides by. So I think the most important thing in preseason is the fundamentals, the blocking, the tackling, all the little things like that, and trying to get those to, a high level and hope that those fundamentals will carry you through the course of the year. And we were, I would say inconsistent at best in those areas, although, some of the problems we had, like every other team, were with players who aren't even on our roster now. So, on the other hand, the guys that did have an opportunity to perform them got some work on them, and they can improve as well. So, but to me, that's really, what you try to get done in preseason. You like to be successful. You like to go out there and have everything go great. But even in games where we've had that, and we've had some of those around here, 47-3 or whatever and stuff like that that we've won, at the same time, that doesn't really tell you exactly where you are. You won't know that for sure until opening day or maybe the first quarter of the season where you really get tested and by the other team's best players and their best schemes against you and all that. So where are we? I don't know. Just know that we want a lot of things that we need to work on. We're going to keep working on those. We're going to try to keep making progress with our team in all three phases and try to execute and coach and play as well as we possibly can, against a young, fast, aggressive football team that's well coached, and coming in here on Sunday. That's that's really what we're going to do, and how it'll turn out, your guess is as good as mine.
Coach, a team like Kansas City in the first game, with all the changes they have, the new personnel and everything, how difficult is it to try to prepare for this team? Because you obviously don't have a lot of film yet on a lot of these people and a lot of the things they like to do now with the changes they've made.
Well, you know, that's true offensively, that Chan Gailey's only, you know, really been running that offense for, you know, four games out there in Kansas City. But, you know, we have a history with Chan, and I think, you know, I have a pretty good idea of his offensive philosophy and how he, you know, the basis of it. And then we're certainly seeing a lot of that in the Kansas City attack. But I'm sure that he'll have plenty of wrinkles for us and some plays and some looks that we're not preparing for. That's part of opening day. The flip side of it is on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the Chiefs have, you know, employed this defense for a while, and they have a number of players returning and playing the same spots that they did last year. I mean, of course, they've added Dorsey and Flowers and Carr in the secondary, but, you know, most of those other players are all guys that we've seen before and seen them on tape and seen them, you know, play well and do a lot of different things. So, in some respects, that's actually harder to get ready for because we've got so much film on their defense that we can, you know, it's obviously in a whole season they do a lot more than they could do in one game, but, you know, to some extent we got to prepare for all that we've seen. So offensively it's maybe a little bit more of the unknown. Defensively, you know, we're preparing for, you know, a lot of things that they're not going to do. We're not sure which ones they'll pick out, so we got to be ready for, you know, for all of them. So that's kind of the challenge. It's an interesting dynamic on this team because it's not really the same on both sides of the ball.
Coach, do you anticipate any more roster moves before the end of the week, or might this be it heading into Sunday?
I certainly wouldn't want to. I don't think it would be fair to say that there won't be any more. There definitely could be. There's a number of things that we're still looking at and talking about. Whether some of those will actually happen or not, I'm not sure. We know that there'll be one at the beginning of next week, as you know, as part of the Kevin Faulk situation. So, you know, could something occur sooner? You know, it's possible. Again, our main focus is getting ready for Kansas City, but you know, we do want to have the best possible roster we can put together, both this week and, you know, for the long term. And so, you know, those are considerations, and our Scott and our scouts are continuing to go through the waiver wire and, you know, take a close look at some of the players that are available. I mean, there were an awful lot of names there last week, and there's still a few more coming on each day. You know, as teams adjust their rosters, they, you know, bring guys on and take guys off, and so, you know, you get another, whatever it was, like 15 or so players that were on the wire yesterday. So, you know, there's some juggling going on, and, you know, whether we'll make moves based on that or not, I'm not sure, but we're, you know, we're definitely looking at it, and if we can help the team, then we, you know, we will make it.
Have you had any recent discussions with Ty Law, and where might it stand with him?
You know, right now, really, the only players that I feel comfortable talking about are the ones that are on this team, and, There are a lot of players that aren't on the team, and it's too long a list to get into. So the ones that are here, those are the ones that are getting ready for Kansas City. And if we bring somebody else in, we do. And if we don't, and we can talk about them then. And if we don't, then we'll, you know, we're going with what we got. And that's what we're going with right now.
Staying with the cornerbacks for a second, can you judge how, I mean, is it too soon to judge how Delta O'Neal is picking things up? Any initial impressions of him, how that he's on the roster?
Well, I think Kevin's, you know, come a long way from where he was back in the spring after we drafted him. As I said then, you know, mechanically he has a lot of things that he needed to work on because he was primarily a shotgun quarterback there in college, and you know, maybe 80% of the snaps out of the shotgun. Our percentages are a lot different than that, and the ball handling and the three-step game and play action and, you know, all those things are just, you know, a lot of things that he didn't do. I'm not trying to make more out of it than it is, but, it, you know, mechanically there's a difference between catching the ball in the shotgun and throwing it and dropping back and play actioning and three-step, five-step, seven-step, you know, different kind of rollout plays and stuff like that. So, you know, in addition to learning about all the different coverages and defenses and identifying fronts and coverages that go with fronts and things like that, I mean, there's a lot in the passing game in the NFL, and Kevin's worked hard to learn it. I think, you know, I think he's coming along at a good pace. He's certainly got a long way to go, but he's also made a lot of progress, and he's worked hard at it, and I think he's improves every time he goes out on the field or comes out of a meeting, and so that's good. So I think that, you know, the opportunities he had this year in preseason, thought he did pretty well with most of them. Not perfect, but certainly had a lot of positive plays and more good ones than bad ones, and, you know, didn't really make the same mistakes repeatedly. You know, once he saw something, then it was corrected, then for the most part that wasn't a problem, and, you know, we move on to something else, and so that was another good sign.
How much cramming does Delpha O'Neal have to do this week, and how much is Dom Capers helping out with that?
Well, yeah, Dom and Delta will, you know, meet on a regular basis, like everybody does, and then they'll meet on an extra basis, you know, before and after, and when there, you know, is a time frame in there that they can get together. With any new player, it's always a little hard to tell how quickly things will come to them, how similar what we're doing was to something they've done in the past, or how quickly they can grasp the concept and the technique. It's always, you have a better chance with more experienced players than with rookies, but you never really know until you get into it. The flip side of, or the difference, I would say, for a player coming onto the team now versus, you know, earlier in training camp is that it's all game plan specific for Kansas City. So the only things right now that we're really focusing on are the Kansas City things, whereas 3 weeks ago it was kind of the whole playbook. So guys that came to the team, you know, during the course of training camp probably had more to learn because of the, you know, the totality of the system that we were trying to run at that time versus the specifics of it now. The downside is, though, that without knowing, kind of getting the whole system, sometimes things don't fit together quite as cleanly, or you don't understand quite as cleanly because you don't understand the whole big picture until you get time to really work your way all the way through it. And so, but, you know, how that affects each player is really unique to each player, and you know, how the learning, you know, how the learning affects him and relative to, you know, somebody else. But Delta will be working hard at it. Don will be spending a lot of time with him, and you know, we'll see if we can get him ready to go by this weekend.
Take a final question. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right. See you tomorrow.